We're up to Simin Tofres Tzadik Aleph Sif Vav, and we will be doing from Sif Vav through Yud Aleph. Im Hitl Ba Gimel Chute Gidin Kshera, if you put three stitches in it, the halacha is that it is kosher. Meaning, in order to sew up the ureus of the Megillah, three stitches are sufficient. But the halacha is Obavachi Mishulashals. They have to be mishulish. What does mishulish mean? Mipnei sheyesh bo perushim shonim. Since there are different explanations of what mishulish means, we end up needing a lot of stitching. So let's go through the shitas. Mr. Burr brings them down. Rashi's shita of mishulish is that you have to have three stitches equidistant from each other and from the ends of the Megillah. Now, how do you do that? So, you know, if you want to get three equidistant folds on a sheet of paper, you fold the paper into four. You fold it in half and fold that in half. You open it up, then what you're left with are three folds and four equal sections between those folds. According to Rashi, the three stitches you need are on what would have been those three folds. So again, according to Rashi, what does Mishulish mean? You need three stitches that are equidistant from each other as well as equidistant from the ends of the Megillah, from the top and bottom of the Megillah. The Rif Shita is that Mishulish means one at the very top, one at the very bottom, and one in the middle. In other words, according to the Rif, if you wanted to find where to do it, one on the top, one on the bottom, just fold it in half once and you get the middle. The Rambam Shita is that you need three on top, three on the bottom, and three in the middle. Which means you'll end up needing nine stitches. So when the Gemara says, Gimel Chute Gidin Mishulashes, it means three times three. To be Yotza the Rif and the Rambam together is no problem. If you do the Rambam, you're also Yotza the Rif. But if you do the Rif and the Rambam, you haven't been Yotza Rashi. Because according to Rashi, the one on the very top and the one on the very bottom, or the three on the very top and the three on the very bottom, are not enough, because they are not at a distance from the top or bottom that is equal from the distance from each other. Therefore, listen to what the Mechaber tells you you've got to do. Mipnei sheyesh ba perushim shonim, tzarech lotzeh zidei kulam, you have to yotze everybody. V'yasa gimel tfiris barosha, you do three at the top, v'gimel besofa, and three at the bottom, v'gimel b'emtziyasa, and three in the middle. So you were yotze the Rambam, because you have the three threes, this is mamish the Rambam. You were yotze the Rif, because your top stitch, your bottom stitch, and your middle stitch are the ones he needed. Now we have a problem of Rashi. According to Rashi, you also need a stitch going down one quarter of the way on one side and going up one quarter of the way on the other side. So the Mechaber says, Utfira achas bechelek haravi mitzad zeh, utfira achas bechelek haravi shemitzad ha'acher. One quarter of the way down from the top and one quarter of the way up from the bottom, you'll need a stitch there also. This way, you're going to be Yotza Rashi as well. So that means that we're going to end up needing 11 stitches. Hago, v'meinlo gidin yoser, what happens if you just don't have that many gidin? Mutav litfor hanisher b'chutei pishka mish pishtan elanicha b'lo tfira. So what you're better off doing is just doing the minimum with gidin, and the rest you do with flax, with linen. Says the Ramah, if you have Gidin, sew the whole thing up. And also, the Tfira should be visible on the outside, not on the inside. So, Lamaisa, what we do is we just sew up the whole thing, and the halacha is that if the entire urea is sewn, it's tight the whole way up, then there, your yotza according to everybody. Further, Siv Zayin. Tzorech laniach shiur barosh hayiriya ubesofa kashatofim yachad uvamashu sagi. You're not allowed to have one urea touching the other urea in a way that the letters run from one to the other. There has to be a little bit of space on each of the amudim before they're sewn. Ches in korin betzibur b'megillah aksuva ben aksuvin. Let's say you have the whole ksuvim written out on one big cloth. You cannot lane from that. The imkara lo yotza, and if you lane, you're not yotza. Elim kenois yisera al shara irias o chasera kreshi la heker. Unless, when it comes to the Megillah, either the parchment goes in or the parchment comes out in a way that when you look at the sefer, you'll see the whole thing. You'll see that the Megillah is separate and different. Aval hayochid korebo, and the yochid the halacha is a yachid is allowed to lane from a megillah within the ksuvin. Vafila ena chaseiro yisera, the yotzel beyidei chavoso. Vedavka she ksuva begillion the sefer Torah, but it's kasefer Torah. But it's got to be written the way we write a sefer Torah. Now, why is it that the yachid is allowed to? So to begin with, there's a machlokas of a yachid is allowed to even lechatchila, or only b'di'evit. And the answer is that this is a halacha in persume nisa. So when you're dealing with a tzibur where you have real persume nisa, Chazal were mechayevas to see to it that the megillah is explicitly a megillah, it stands out. Whereas the yachid, where you don't have that anyway, the Chazal were not mechayev that. But there is a machlokas if lechatchila you should lane from such a megillah anyhow. The Turei Evin wants to say that this halacha is only shalo bezmana, like the tesvav shachalias b'shabbos, and you're lading on Friday, but otherwise it is not li'ikuva. Further siftes, megillah shi nakuda, and megillah that has vowels in it. V'cheinim kosaba b'dafa rishon brachas apiyutim, where you wrote the brachas or some piyutim on the first page, eina nifselis b'kach, it does not become puzzle. In fact, if a person does not know the taimei amikra, so he can write them in. If he, otherwise, he can lay without the time because it's not li'ikuva. Imein megillah k'shera, koronosa b'chumish below bracha. If you don't have a kosher megillah, then you could still lay in from a chumish, but without a bracha. And finally, sifyut aleph. Imkarba megillah gzula yotza. If you lay in a megillah gzula, you're a yotza. The reason being that what you're yotza with is the sound. There's no gzela on the kol itself. Says the Ramah, v'mevarch melea ayin li'el, simen tofresh mem teslin, in lulav ha'posav wadin kan, the halach is that we don't make a bracha on it, even if it's after yush, and shini rishus, in a way that you're konet la'alacha, you never make a birkas ha'mitzvahs, if you're using an object that was actually stolen.